The European Union is reportedly preparing to impose sanctions on Israeli settlements built in the occupied Palestinian lands. Groups affiliated to the Palestinian Authority have welcomed the planned move by the EU. The sanctions are intended to affect various fields, and the Palestinian groups here hope that the punitive measures will have an impact on economic relations between European states and Israel.
There is a response, positive response, and I'm sure that the European Union that started shyly at the beginning by labeling the products of the Israeli settlements, they will take it, I think, a step further down, especially since Israel is not adhering, is not really complying with any of the requirements of the neighborhood policy between Israel and the European Union.
For some of the European countries, there is no hope that Israel's policy, especially regarding the settlements, will change. Thus, they are planning to shift into a higher gear. If a right-wing party will be elected in Israel in the March 17th polls, it will be easier by the EU to promote these measures.
This move should be depend not on the Israeli election and what the result of the election. It should depend on the they could investigate the international law violation that the Israeli imposed for Palestinian people and the violation of against the Palestinian people and their human rights. This should be considered from the European Union and from all over the world.
The EU has already been discussing such measures against Israel in the last few months. However, it comes again to the surface a day after Israel unveiled the plans to build a new settler units in occupied Al-Quds and the West Bank.
This time, Palestinians hope that the EU was serious in its threats against Israel and translates them into real punishments without waiting for the results of the upcoming Israeli elections to come out, especially considering the fact that Tel Aviv has recently escalated its settlement activity. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.